Good morning. Good morning. Oh my goodness me. So, no spiders this morning. Touch wood, touch wood, touch wood. Honestly, we have not seen any spiders, thankfully, this morning. So happy. It's absolutely blowing a hooligan here. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's blowing a hoolie and raining, which I'm happy about. I'm loving this weather. And you know what? Although I don't feel very, very well, today is my legitimate day off work. Although I haven't actually been at work all week because of not feeling too good. Today I am going to pack a little lunch and I'm going down to the beach and I'm going to sit on the beach in my car. I'm not going to sit actually on the beach, I'm going to sit at the beach in my car and I am just going to have a little bit of a chilled lunch. So I'm just going to pack a couple of sandwiches and a bag of crisps and a drink, and that's going to be me just chilling at the beach, watching the waves crash. And it's because it's so windy, the waves will be really high. So I'm happy about that as well. So there you go, that's going to be my lunchtime. So, how are you? I know that Gio is not very well. So please get well soon. Don't like to think of you not very well. So, yeah, please get well soon. And let's see what we've got here. So, the riddle from yesterday was from Andrew, if you remember, and it was what keeps repeating what you say? Now it could be a lot of things. The answer that Andrew gave was a cockatoo, because a cockatoo does do that. Could have been a parrot, could have been an echo. Any of those would have done, but the actual answer was a cockatoo. So thank you for that, Andrew. The riddle for today is, ooh, a bit of a maths one. Let's see if you can be clever enough to work this one out. It took me a little while, but I did get there in the end without reading the answer. So, a new clothing store has a unique way of pricing items. Okay, so if you bought a vest, it would cost you £20 or $20, whichever. A tie would cost you 15. A blouse would cost you 30. And underwear would cost you 45. So, how much would pants cost if you were using their unique way of pricing? How much would pants cost? What do you reckon? As I say, it took me a little while, but I did actually work it out. I'm so proud of myself. Worked it out without looking at the answer. So yay for me. However, oh, excuse me. However, I want to see who's clever enough to work it out this time. But by yourselves, not googling the answer. Right. I have a fun fact, and I love this fun fact. And if you are in Australia, maybe you can let me know, or if you've visited Australia, maybe you could let me know whether this is actually a thing, because I love it. It is so amazing. So the fun fact is that some roads in Australia are so long that the Australian state counteracts the risk of tiredness and fatigue by playing little trivia games with drivers alongside the road. How awesome is that? I would love to do that. Driving down the motorway, I know our motorways aren't that long compared to some of the roads in Australia, but driving down a motorway and you just get this question and then get the answer the next sign, and that would be awesome. I would love that. So I'm not sure whether it would actually work on our roads, on our motorways, because it would be probably distracting, and they'd, you know, they're quite busy, so you'd probably end up having an accident. But I suppose on the roads, the long roads in Australia, they're not quite as heavy trafficked with as ours. But I would love to do that. That is such an awesome thing. So there you go. I would love to know if that anybody has actually done that while they've been driving down one of those roads in Australia, because they are very, very long, some of them. Okay, so that's the fun fact. The true or false question yesterday was, is it true that Mars, true or false, that Mars is nicknamed the blue planet? Well, we got a true and a false answer. So Jasper, you thought it was true. And Andrew, you thought it was false. Well, it's actually false. It's known as the red planet because it has a red tinge to it. The blue planet is actually us because we've got lots of water on it. So there you go. So well done, Andrew. True or false for today is... is it true or false your radius bone is in your leg? What do you think? I'm going to be quiet because I know the answer to this one. So shh, I'm not going to say another word because I don't want to give it away and ruin it. So, right, let's have a look. What day is it? Oh. Well, it's Thursday. We know it's Thursday. We also know it's the 21st of September. We're nearly at the end of September. It is nearly Christmas, people. Now, if you've been listening to me for a long, long time, you will know that in my house, Christmas starts the 1st of November. That is the day that we put our Christmas tree and decorations up. So we have Halloween on the 31st of October. And then on the 1st of November, the Christmas tree goes up because Christmas begins. And we have two whole months of Christmas. So we used to, a long time ago, used to put it up on the 1st of December, but it kind of crept forward. And it's now the 1st of November. So we can't do it any earlier than that because we can't have Halloween and Christmas decorations up at the same time, I'm afraid. Just doesn't work like that. So I only have another month, just over a month, and I will be putting my Christmas tree up. I can't believe it. However, it is still about 13 weeks to Christmas, but that's not very long. My goodness me, 13 or 14 weeks, something like that. 13 and a half, I think it is. So, I can't believe it's the 21st of September already. This year has gone so quickly. Excuse me, we will be starting. I'm so sorry for yawning, dear me. We will be starting to make Halloween decorations soon. So we will be, I will be sharing how to make different things, monsters and pumpkins. And after we've used the pumpkins, we always make them into bird feeders. So I will be sharing how to do that as well. So there you go. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. What other day is it today? It is National Chai Day. So what's chai? It is a tea drink, but it's so much more than a tea drink. I don't like it personally, but that's just my taste. It is a blend of spices made into a tea. Me, I just like normal tea. I love the saying, come, let us have some tea and continue to talk about happy things. I love that. And did you know, in Victorian slang, an unmarried woman who liked to have tea and cakes and gossip with her friends was called a muffin walloper. So funny. So all these muffin wallopers, come, let us have some tea and continue to talk about happy things. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Anyway, so it's National Chai Day. It's also World Gratitude Day. So World Gratitude Day is basically being thankful for everything, especially the little things that you have, things that you don't often think about, things that a lot of people forget to be thankful for what they do have, but they are always saying about things that they don't have. Well, how about, especially today, we forget about the things that we don't have, the things that we lack, the things that we would like, and just concentrate on being happy that we have the things that we do have. Because lots of people, lots of people would like what you've got. So there you go. International Day of Peace. I have to say I love the sound of the Day of Peace. Very rarely get Day of Peace, but it is a Day of Peace. So be peaceful today as well. It's National Miniature Golf Day. Who loves playing, I call it crazy golf, with all the little windmills and sort of different things, the obstacles that you've got to get around. I love playing that. I am no good at it, I have to say. I have to admit that. Absolutely hopeless at it. But the one time that I was very good at doing anything like that was in the office that I used to work in. They played a game. And every time you did something, I can't remember what it was, every time you did something in the office, you scored something, you reached a target, I don't know what it was, you got a go at this game. And it was like a little hole thing, and you hit right from the other end of the room, you hit the golf ball, and the one that got it in, if you win, you won, you won sort of different things. I won the top prize. I don't know how. It was a freak of nature. but I really wasn't expecting to even get it in the hole. But I got a hole in one, and I won a big, big teddy bear. And it was just about the time that I was leaving to have my little girl. And so when she was born, she had a massive, great big teddy bear that I'd won at work. National Pecan Cookie Day. So there you go. I do like pecan cookies. An Escapology Day. Who's ever tried to get out of a locked room or, I don't know, handcuffs or chains. I don't know. I've never tried. I don't think I'd be very good at that, to be honest. I can't imagine me being very good at it. I can't get into my front door if I lock myself out, so I can't see that I'd be very good at getting out of locked handcuffs or chains. Right, okay. So I'm going to ask the would you rather question next, okay? I think this one is really, really good. So my daughter, this is from my daughter. Okay. So she says, would you rather go through your life being the most intelligent person or the most hilarious person? So you can't be both, you have to be one or the other. I think that was aimed at her brother, because he seemed to think that he could be both. So you have to be either one or the other. She would pick intelligent, she said. My son would pick hilarious. My little one didn't really understand the question. So I've got one that says intelligent and one that says hilarious. So what about you? What would you rather? I do like that one actually. I think that's quite funny. Me? Oh my goodness, that's so difficult, isn't it? Because sometimes intelligent people, I know my daughter finds this because she's very intelligent. She went a year ahead and everything. She's sort of, she finds that people don't like, or other children tend to not like her as much because she's intelligent. So, but if she's funny but not intelligent, oh, I don't know. I think I would probably like to be intelligent, but I see this is why she said you can't be both, because I would like to be intelligent but still have a sense of humor. She's intelligent, but she doesn't get jokes very, very easily, and she doesn't get riddles very easily because she overthinks them. Like she'll probably get today's riddle, but any riddle normally, she just thinks outside the box. So it's not, they don't, she doesn't find them funny. Anyway, let's get some messages. Let's have a look. So, Geo, I've said get well, because you're not very well. I do hope you get well very soon. Me and you, definitely. We'll be getting well together. You've also said that for the for the oh, scavenger hunt. I couldn't think what I wanted to say then. Scavenger hunt, you suggested arts and crafts. So I'm not sure which one I'm going to go for. So tomorrow is when I'm going to do the scavenger hunt. So it's either going to be nature or it's going to be arts and craft, or maybe it could be a bit of both. Anyway, I won't know until I decide, and you won't know until I've chosen and I do it. So you'll find out tomorrow. So Sienna, I asked what punch drink or what drinks would you mix together to make a punch, and what would you call it? So Sienna, you said that you would mix, I'm not sure about this one, berry and chocolate milkshake. Really not sure about whether I'd like the taste of that one. But you did, you think that you would like it. So you also said that you would prefer to be on an island Stranded on an island with someone you hate rather than being all alone. So there you go. And we have had three votes so far for that. I don't know who's voted. So Sienna, thank you for saying it, because I know that one, I know what you would vote, but with the voting, I can't see who it is. I can just see how many have voted and what they voted for. So at the moment, we've got three votes, one for being on your own and two for being stranded with someone you hate. So I am torn between the two for that one. I really am. Jasper, very, I don't know about this drink. Lemon and lime prime and raspberry prime, and you'd call it lemon raspberry. Okay. I don't like those prime drinks. They're a bit like the energy drinks, aren't they? And they're really yucky. So I probably wouldn't like your drink either. But if that's what you like, that's what you like. But it's called lemon raspberry. I like the name. Una, I love the sound of your drink. Tropical punch, you would call it. And you would add grapes, mango, pineapple, and coconut water. I love all of those things. So, I would definitely like your tropical punch. I love, there's a drink that you can get, like a fruit juice, and it's, I don't know what it's called, pineapple and coconut, I think it's pineapple and coconut mixed together. And oh my gosh, I love that. That is one of my favorite drinks. So there you go. So, that is today, apart from the story. So what story shall we have? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Shall we do? I don't know. The naughtiest girl? Let's find out what happens next in The Naughtiest Girl at School. And we are on chapter 7. And it's called The First School Meeting. So let's find out what happens. So that evening, after tea, the first meeting was held. The whole school attended it, and Miss Bell, Miss Best, and Mr. Johns came too. They sat at the back and did not seem to be taking a great deal of notice of what was going on. But all the same, they never miss a word, said Ruth to Belinda, who was feeling just a little scared of this first important meeting. The two head children of the school, a grave-looking girl called Rita and a merry-eyed boy called William, sat at a large table in the gym where the meeting was held. They were the judges. 12 other children, 6 boys and 6 girls, big and small, sat around a table just in front of the two judges. They were called the jury. Oh, it's like in a court. All the others sat on forms around. At first, Elizabeth had thought she would not go to the meeting. Then she'd felt rather curious about it and decided to go just this one time. She'd seen a notice on the notice board that said, "Please bring all the money you have." And she had brought hers in her purse, although she was quite determined not to give it up if she were asked to. All the children stood up when the two judges and the two mistresses and master came into the room, all but Elizabeth. However, she got up in a great hurry when she felt Ruth's hard fingers digging into her back to make her move. She glared round at Ruth and was just going to speak angrily to her when there was the sound of a hammer being rapped on a table. "Sit, please," said one of the judges. Everyone sat. Elizabeth saw that there was a wooden hammer or mallet on the table in front of the judges and also a large notebook and some sheets of paper. There was a large box as well, like a big money box. It all looked important and exciting. The 12 children around the smaller table are the monitors, whispered Ruth to Elizabeth. They're chosen by us all every month. Elizabeth saw that Nora was at the jury table, and so was the boy she had kicked the day before. She didn't know any of the others except Eileen, the girl who had been kind to her yesterday. The girl judge rose in her seat and spoke clearly to the boy. This is our first meeting this term, she said. We have very little to do today because school only opened yesterday. But we must make our rules clear to the new children and we must also take in the money. We do not need to choose new monitors because we elected those at the last meeting of the Easter term. You see them at the jury table. They will remain monitors for 1 month unless any meeting decides to choose others instead. As you know, monitors are chosen for their common sense, their loyalty to the school and its ideas, and their good character. They must be obeyed because you yourselves have chosen them. The girl judge stopped and looked down at a paper she held on which she had written notes to remind her of what she wanted to say. She looked round at the listening children. We have very few rules, she said. One rule is that we place all the money we get into this box and we draw from it £2 a week each. The rest of the money is used to buy anything that any of you especially want, but you have to state at the weekly meeting what you want the money for, and the jury will decide if you may have it. One or two of the children clinked their money as if they would like to put it into the box at once. The judges smiled. You'll be able to give your money in a minute, said the girl judge. Now, to go on with our rules. The second rule is that if we have any complaint at all, we must bring it to the meeting and announce it there so that everyone may hear it and decide what is to be done. Any bullying, unkindness, untruthfulness or disobedience may be brought before the meeting and we will decide what punishment shall be given. Please be sure you understand the difference between a real complaint and telling tales, because telling tales is also punished. If you're not sure of the difference, ask your monitor before you bring your complaint to the meeting. The girl judge sat down. The boy judge got up and beamed around the listening company. We will now take the money, he said. After that, we will hand out the £2 to everyone and then see if anybody wants extra this week. Thomas, take the box around, please. Elizabeth was quite sure she was not going to give up her money. She quickly pushed her purse under her and sat on it hard. Thomas came round with the box. Money clinked into it, pound coins and 50 pences, £5 and even a £10 note or two went into the big box. The box came to Elizabeth. She passed it on without putting her money into it, but Thomas the monitor noticed it at once. Haven't you any money at all? He asked. Elizabeth pretended not to hear. Thomas said no more but went on taking the box around. Elizabeth was pleased. Ha! I did what I wanted to them and they couldn't stop me, she thought. Thomas took the box up to the judges. It was very heavy now. He put it on their table and said something to them in a low voice. William, the boy judge, rapped on his table with the hammer. Everyone stopped chattering. Elizabeth Allen did not put her money into the box, he said. Elizabeth, have you no money? Yes, I have, answered Elizabeth defiantly. But I'm going to keep it. Stand up when you talk to me, ordered the judge. Elizabeth felt Ruth's hard fingers poking her again, and she stood up. Ruth saw the purse on the floor and quickly picked it up. Why do you want to keep your money to yourself? Asked William. Are you so very selfish? No, said Elizabeth, but I think it's a silly idea. Listen, said William patiently. In this school, we don't like to think that some of us have heaps of money to spend and others have hardly any. We all get the same, and if you want anything extra, you can always have it if the meeting agrees. Well, I'm not going to stay at this school very long, said Elizabeth in a rude, defiant voice, and I shall want some money to go home by train, so I'm not giving it to you. There was a buzz of surprise and horror. The judges and the jury stared at Elizabeth as if she was something very strange indeed. The two headmistresses and the senior master looked up with great interest, wondering what the judges would say. William and Rita spoke together in low voices. Then they banged on the table with the hammer. Everyone was silent at once. William spoke in a grave voice. We think Elizabeth is wrong and silly, he said. Her parents are paying a lot of money to keep her in this fine school, and even if she goes home in a short while, her term's fees still have to be paid. Also, we think she is very feeble, not to try and see if she likes Whiteleaf. If I'm not sent home, I'll run away, said Elizabeth, angry at being spoken of like this. That can't be allowed, said William at once. You would worry your parents and everyone here just because you're a selfish, silly girl, Ruth. Ruth, is that Elizabeth's money I see you waving at me? Bring it here. Elizabeth made a snatch at her money, but it was too late. Ruth took the bag to the table and emptied 6 pound coins, 2 50-pences, and 5 20-pence pieces into the money box. Elizabeth blinked her eyes. She wanted to cry, but she wasn't going to. Elizabeth, we can't allow you to keep your money in case you are foolish enough to use it for running away, said Rita, in a kind but stern voice. One of the jury stood up. It was a tall boy called Morris. I should like to say that the jury think that Elizabeth Allen must not have any money at all to spend this week because of her behaviour, he said. All the jury put up their hands to show they agreed. Very well, said the judge. Now, Elizabeth, we shan't say any more to you today because you're a new girl and must be given a chance to settle down. I hope you will have a good report at next week's meeting. We shall be very pleased if you do. Well, I shan't then, said Elizabeth in a furious voice. You just wait and see what I'll do. Oh, sit down, said William, losing his patience with the defiant little girl. We've had enough of you for one meeting. Nora, give out the money to everyone, please. Nora gave £2 to everybody except Elizabeth. The little girl sat sulking on her form, hating everybody. How dare they take her money? She would pay Ruth out for taking her purse like that. When everyone had their money, the judges knocked for silence again. Does anyone want extra money this week for anything? Asked William. A small boy stood up. I should like 60 pence extra, he said. What for? Asked William. Well, I've been told I must give some money to the school club to help towards a new gramophone, he said. Well, take it out of your £2, said William. Sit down. 60 pence extra not granted. The boy sat down. A girl got up. May I have 90 pence extra to pay for an electric light bulb I broke by accident in the playroom? She asked. Who's your monitor? Asked Rita. One of the jury stood up, a girl called Winnie. Was it a proper accident, Winnie, or just fooling about? Asked Rita. It was a proper accident, said Winnie. Elsie was trying to open a tin and the opener flew out of her hand and broke the light bulb. Give her the 90 pence out of the box then, ordered Rita. Winnie took the money and gave it to the girl, who was very pleased. Any more requests? Asked William. Nobody said anything. Any complaints or grumbles? Asked Rita. Elizabeth suddenly felt uncomfortable. Would Nora complain about her? Would that boy she had kicked, who was a monitor, complain too? Goodness, this meeting was lasting much too long. Ooh, well, when we read the next chapter, we'll find out whether anybody complained about Elizabeth, won't we? And believe me, I'd have complained about her by now. So, that is today's episode. Don't forget, the question is, would you rather be or go through your life being the most intelligent person or the most hilarious person? Well, you give me your answers, but it will be at the end of this recording. So I will love you and leave you, and I will see you all again tomorrow. Make sure you take care and stay safe. So, bye for now.